putting out that brand new album. On Friday, November 29th, they have an online concert at 7 p.m. Toronto time. And on Sunday, December 8th, is also an online concert at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So just point your browser at heatherdale.com and you can get on those. So yes, it's 7 o'clock. We heard Rachel Hare and Ron Jappe doing Jerby Jigs, which is The Road to Jerby and Sunset Squatters from their album Sparks. Kevin Burke gave us Morrison's Jig and Pipe on the Hob from Sligo Made Loftus Music. Well, it's been really, really difficult because, you know, people keep on sending me Christmas albums. So, yes, I'm going to start off with what we may consider Thanksgiving pieces here on Between the Worlds, the Best of Earth Religions Radio, but soon I will be forced to segue to, yes, hold your ears if you cannot stand the thought of Yuletide music coming your way.
Thank you. travelers are these that walk in yonder narrow way along that rugged maze? Oh, I'd rather be the least of them that are the lords alone than where so mean, and why so much despised, because of their rich robes unseen, the world is not apprised. Oh, I'd rather be the least of them that are the lords alone, than where distressed and lacking daily bread, are there a boundless wealth possessed with heavenly manna fed? Oh, I'd rather be the least of them that are the Lord's alone than where that rugged thorny maze, why, that's the way their leader trod. They love and keep his ways. Oh, I'd rather be the least of them that are the Lord's alone than where
we just heard a couple of early shape note hymns there. First of all, four by Joel Mabus from different hymnals. The tunes are Faithful Soldier, New Britain, Pisgah, and Resignation. And then the Boston Camerata, and Joel Cohen from an early album of theirs called Traveling Home, American Spirituals, 1770 to 1870. They gave us the Pilgrims from the Revivalist of Troy, New York, 1868. And here's a one more that's a favorite of mine, called Harvest Hymn by Jeremiah Ingalls.
The fields are all white, the harvest is near, the reapers are with their sharp sickles appear to reap down their wheat and gather in barns, while wild plants of nature are left for to burn. To reap down their wheat and gather in barns, while wild plants of nature are left for to burn. Come then, O my soul, and think on that day when all things in nature shall cease and decay. The trumpet shall sound,
the angels appear to reap down the earth both the wheat and the tare. The trumpet shall sound, the angels appear to reap down the earth both the wheat and the tare. Come hither, ye tribes, your sentence receive. No longer my spirit shall strive and be grieved. My judgment is right, my sentence is just. Come hither, ye blessed, but depart all ye cursed. My judgment is right, my sentence is just. Come hither, ye blessed, but depart all ye cursed. O sinners, take thought and seek ye the Lord. I have not been jesting, it is Christ's own word. That those who've done good in glory shall stand, while those who've done evil shall surely be damned. That those who've done good in glory shall stand, while those who've done evil shall surely be damned.
How do you dispose of cigarettes?
Well, there's part of plants.
Really? Fertilizer and dried plant roots can catch fire.
Trash cans okay?
Please. All that trash can easily catch fire.
So off my porch is a bad idea.
Cigarettes tossed into mulch, leaves, and grass start many fires. Fire can grow up the side of a building before anyone notices.
Fine. Bucket of sand?
That's perfect. Put it out. All the way. Every time. To learn more, go to mass.gov/DFS.
This is Nate Bowman from Cal's 2 Fire and Rescue, to reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
Thank you.
And so I timed that just at the grade crossing. Yes, indeedy. All right, that was Matt and Shannon Heaton with Day Dawn from Fine Winter's Night. And they're presenting their seasonal show on December 6th, which, of course, happens to be the next night I'm on the air. But I believe tickets are still available. Just go to clubpasim.org. Prior to that, Last Night in Chicago has just released an album called Irish Christmas in America, The Show. And we heard a harp slow air and then a hornpipe around the Wounded Hussar. And they are kicking off their tour on November the 26th at the Temple Theater in Des Moines, Iowa. Then on the 27th, they'll be at the First Christian Church in St. Joseph, Missouri. And then on the 29th, they'll be making their way to Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And on the 30th, they'll be at the Old Town School of Folk Music in Chicago, Illinois. And closer, much closer to home, on December the 5th, they will be at the Iron Horse in Northampton, Mass. And on December the 6th, they will be at the Dana Center Street Anselm College in Manchester, New Hampshire. And on December 7th, they will be at the Blackstone River Theater in Cumberland, Rhode Island. And then on the 8th, they will be at the Irish Cultural Center in Canton, Massachusetts. And we are working to get a pair of tickets for some lucky listener to hear the Irish Christmas in America people. And we started off with Eileen Ivers with Apples in Winter, The Frost is All Over, and A Merry Christmas from her Anolog album, An Irish Christmas. And she will be at the Carey Hall in Lexington on December 1st. And I believe tickets are still available to that show. Well, we will quickly get to our calendrical information from the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. There's no mention about preparing gopher wood in your backyard, but I'm sure that all of us would dearly love an end to this endless rain, but it is not going to happen. And for those of you headed to see the Patriots and the Cowboys on Sunday, know that it is likely to be a cold and a wet one and slightly swampy. But the last we have heard is that Tom Brady, despite a gimpy elbow, is going to play. All righty then. November the 22nd, Martinmas Old Style, hiring fairs for farm laborers and servants, now held in Northern England and Scotland. November the 23rd is St. Clement's Day, the blacksmith's holiday. In the Midlands, children went clementing for fruit and pennies on this day, singing, St. Clement's comes once in a year. Apples and pears are very good cheer. Got no apples, money will do. Please to give us one of the two. Fathers at work and mothers at play, please to remember St. Clement's Day. And how did he become the patron saint of blacksmiths? He was traditionally martyred by being tied to an iron anchor and drowned in the sea. Hence, he is the patron of mariners and iron workers, especially blacksmiths, who on this day fired their anvils, by exploding gunpowder on them and held Old Clem processions. November the 24th, the sun enters the house of Sagittarius. You can look up the characteristics of the Sagittarian man and woman in the calendar of shepherds of 1604. November the 25th is St. Catherine's Day, the spinsters and lace makers feast. November the 26th, we have a custom yet in mode that when one sneezes, everyone pulls off his hat and bows and cries, "God bless you, sir." Sneezing to the left hand is held to be unlucky, but sneezing in the right is prosperous. And November the 27th, eels now in season for baked eel pies. And November the 28th is the last chance for weddings before Advent, during which season they were frowned upon. November the 28th is also the date of Thanksgiving, and which we are nearly 100% sure that there was no turkey served at the first Thanksgiving. November the 29th, snow unusual at this time. November the 30th is the day of St. Andrew the King, 3 weeks and 3 days before Christmas comes in. In Scotland, the traditional dishes on this day are boiled or baked sheep's head, haggis, and whiskey. He was the gentleman who was martyred on an X-shaped cross because he did not believe that he was worthy of the straight up and down cross. December is the month of Christmas. What a surprise, as if you didn't know that already. This is the season of Advent, and hutch rabbits or rich conies are now in prime condition. And December the 4th is St. Barbara's Day, the gunner's holiday. And December the 5th is the best time to rid gardens of snails and inspect your cider stocks against Christmas. And I will return on December the 6th. In the meantime, Noel Sing We Clear will give us a little bit of a bit, and we'll talk about why that's appropriate.
Masters in this hall, hear your news today. You're brought from oversea, and ever I you pray.
Noel, 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 sing we clear. Open our old folk on earth, born is gone, son so dear. Noel, 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 sing we loud. God today hath poor folk raised, and the caster down the proud. Going o'er the hills through the milk-white snow, heard the lambs to bleat and saw the wind to blow.
Noel, 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 sing we clear. Hope and our old folk on earth, born is gone, son so dear. Noel, 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 sing we loud. God today hath poor folk raised, and the caster down the proud.
Shepherds many a one sat among the sheep. No man spoke more word than they had been asleep.
Noel, 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 sing we clear. Open our old folk on earth, born is gone, son so dear. Noel, 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 sing we loud. God
today had poor folk raised and they cast her down the prow. Shepherds should have right to leap and dance and sing. Wherefore do you sit before this wondrous thing?
Norwell, 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 sing we clear. Hope and our old folk on earth born is gone, son so dear. Norwell, 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 sing we loud. God today hath poor folk raised and they cast her down the proud.
To Bethlehem town went we two by two. Saw the newborn babe laid in a manger low.
Norwell, 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 sing we clear. Hope and our old folk on earth born is gone, son so dear. Norwell, 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 sing we loud. God today hath poor folk raised and they cast her down the proud.
Ox and ass there were down on bended knee. Wondrous joy had I this little babe to see.
Norwell, 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 sing we clear. Hope and our old folk on earth born is gone, son so dear. Norwell, 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 sing we loud. God today hath poor folk raised and cast her down the proud.
This is Christ the Lord, masters be ye glad. Christmas is coming and no man should be sad.
Norwell, 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 sing we clear. Hope and our old folk on earth born is gone, son so dear. Norwell, 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 sing we loud. God today hath poor folk raised and they cast her down the proud. Sing we clear, hope and our old folk on earth born is gone, son so dear. Norwell, 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 sing we loud. God today hath poor folk raised and they cast her down the proud.
And that was Noel's Sing We Clear from their fine album Bidding You Joy. Andy Davis, Tony Barron, John Roberts, and Fred Brunig. And they are making one last shot at a Noel's Sing We Clear show on December the 16th in Brattleboro, Vermont. It's at the Latches Theater, and Winborn will be joining them. I'm not sure if there are any tickets left. I think they might have all gone by this point, but hey, you can always check around and see. As far as Winborn themselves, they're starting off tomorrow at the People's Voice Cafe in New York City, and a double bill with a Saren Earth Trio. On the 24th, they'll be at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs, New York. On November the 30th, they'll be at Worthington, Mass. Yes, you folks up there in Western Massachusetts, it's a free concert at the Worthington Library on November the 30th. And Lexington, Mass. On December 1st, they'll be doing a house concert. And December the 2nd, there'll be a free concert at MIT. And then on December the 4th, that's the benefit for the homeless at the Burn, with a giant cast of fabulous artists. And hopefully you've already got your tickets. I know I do for that. It should be a grand show. And on December the 6th, they're at Nelson, New Hampshire, at the Monadnock Folklore Society seasonal concert. And we'll be talking more about Windborne a little bit later. In the meantime, we have another concert to tell you about, and that is on December the 15th, a Sunday in Inman Square with Ginger Ibex, and they have just released a new album. Thank you.
Oh.
And that was Blue Heron with Ma Maitresse from the Complete Songs of Johannes Akerjim. They're undoing a new Christmas show, Christmas in Baroque Germany, on which I understand there are still tickets available December 20th and the 21st. Mr. Edward Buchert is in the studio, busily preparing things. We're going to go out of here with a Ranky Tanky and Beat 'em Down.
In these hard times, filled with shadows, when the dark clouds call my name, when these devils swarm all around me, that's when my love beats down like rain.